Into My Hands, A Midwife's Memoir. Written and narrated by Catherine Ray Shields. Forward. It was my first week on the obstetric service at Shiprock Indian Health Service Hospital. The attending OBGYN was on vacation, and I was the general medical officer and obstetric backup for the midwifery service. I had never worked with midwives. I had just completed 18 months of an internal medicine residency, and I was about to panic. I reassured myself that delivering 100 babies as a medical student extern during vacations was a significant experience, far beyond the 20 to 25 deliveries done while I was on my official OB rotation. But still, these were experienced, mature nurse midwives, and they were going to ask me for advice? I thought there must be a handbook somewhere in the nursing station that would be the guidelines for the midwives. I found it and curled up in a quiet corner and read it cover to cover. To my relief, my training did cover the same material as in the guidelines. And I had been taught to use forceps while working as an extern, so I could offer an extra measure of relative expertise. So there I was, a freshly minted MD, thrown into a sea of midwives. Consider the time. It was the mid to late 70s, and I had just completed medical school at a time that the number of women in medicine had increased from a mere 4 out of a class of 80 to 20 in my class of 144. Still only 13%. The notion that women could be physicians, that a nurse could question a physician, that midwives were also professionals, was barely a glimmer of a thought. This was a time when the image of a feminist was more than protest and burning your bra, and was only starting to mean empowering women as patients, as providers, and as equals in our society. Who was this sea of midwives? These were the midwifery faculty from the University of Utah, who had trained at the birthplace of nurse midwifery, Frontier Nursing School in Hyden, Kentucky, now Frontier Nursing University, located in Versailles, Kentucky. The nurse midwives were at Shiprock Indian Health Service Hospital on the Navajo Indian Reservation, teaching future nurse midwives. And me? I learned teamwork, the midwifery approach to birthing, and the joy of obstetrics. I read Spiritual Midwifery by Ina Mae Gaskin. When I rotated to another service, surgery, I knew that when I returned to residency training, it would not be internal medicine. It would be obstetrics and gynecology. I was convinced that my ideal practice would be a collaboration of obstetricians and midwives. After this stint in the Indian Health Services, I returned to Baylor College of Medicine to resume residency training with a new direction and a new dream. I was accepted as an OBGYN resident at an institution that delivered the second highest number of babies per year in the nation. We learned low-risk obstetric management, high-risk pregnancy management, surgical skills that included operative vaginal delivery, cesarean section, and gynecological surgery. We were taught the entire gamut of office gynecology, covering the health issues for women throughout their reproductive, menopausal, and postmenopausal years. I discovered a like-minded OBGYN partner who I met in my residency program. Her name was Dr. Stacy Baring. We established our practice in Spokane, Washington. Our goal was to offer full-service obstetric and gynecological care in a context of excellence, professionalism, and respect for patients, staff, nurses, and providers. But where were the midwives? This is where my story dovetails into Catherine's. I first knew her as a labor and delivery nurse who was caring, committed, and professional.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?